Welcome to Naira Sense, the definitive financial podcast that shows you how to save smartly, invest wisely, and compound wealth.
Naira Sense, the definitive financial podcast that helps you save, invest, and compound wealth. With me is Precious Anthony. This is episode one of the Smart Woman series. Who is the smart woman?
Smart money is a woman who's smart, man, who's never ever broke, who's never waiting for that end of the month. How will I put it? Or dependent on anybody.
Let's take it a step further. Who's a smart woman wife?
That wife died by husband dies today. If my husband dies today, she not be Moku, Mugbe, Mudaro. I mean, that's just the definition of a smart money woman.
Okay, I'm sorry to stay on this, but I know guys like everybody to be kind of like this ego issue, so everybody they want everybody to be dependent on them. Not necessarily dependent, but like they want to feel like they're the fathers, they're the breadwinners and all that. So if you now talk about a wife who is independent, would you actually like that?
I think the word is interdependent. Well, that's
interdependent.
Proverbs 31 woman that says the heart of her husband does safely trust her. She said she's like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She considers it a field and buys it with the fruit of her hands. I checked that thing and I discovered there were 13 characteristics and about 6 of them are from the business sense. She buys, she lays her hand, she considers a field, she rises early, she seeks wool. The virtuous woman is actually a smart money woman, from my own definition.
Do guys like the independent woman?
It's the word of God.
Financially independent woman.
It's the word of God. Okay. It's not about guys.
And it's have a listen. Right. Tell us who the smart money woman is.
For me, the smart money woman, she's a woman that we all aspire to be financially. I mean, she's a combination of the best of African women that I respect. She has an entrepreneurial mind and sits on several boards, like Ibuko Awosika. That woman is amazing.
Former chairman of Facebook. Yeah, and she's the owner of Chair Center.
I see her everywhere. Like,
yeah,
she's just everywhere.
She builds a furniture company from scratch.
I read her story and I'm like, we'll give this
one day.
Someday. And then, okay, so the smart woman, she's a pioneer of industries and creates jobs like Tara Fela Durote. Please,
that's another
just leave
one.
Her alone.
Tara Fela Durote.
Tara, that's another one.
Just leave her alone, please. And Yewande Zacchaeus. She's fearless like Mo Abudu, who had the guts to pursue a dream of owning her own network, regardless of how impossible it seemed.
She left the wedding party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
that's how
Punky
W and
Akisu
are going to be. Let's never
talk about that.
But it was more of
the director. Thank you. So, there's
a party coming up.
We give the credit to Mark, right? Okay, that's fine. She's committed to raising the next generation of female leaders like Osayi Alile. She shapes the narrative of new African culture like Bolanle Austin Peters. And she has the financial mind of women like Nini Akikube, Aruma Ote, and Bola Adesola. These are amazing women, trust me.
Yeah, really amazing.
Bolanle Austin Peters was the one that did the Broadway musical,
yeah,
Saru,
okay.
And Waka. Mm-hmm. And it actually showed in London. Best women.
Women are actually doing amazing. But it's all good. She's a woman whose hustle has purpose. I love that. I mean, everybody's
exactly
hustling, but
exactly
if your hustle one has no purpose, you're just hustling. And has learned to make money, keep money, and grow money. It's one thing to make money. It's one thing to be able to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the bank account.
What comes to your mind? Keep it. Save.
Yes.
Invest. And compound.
I mean, and the compound comes when you can actually grow that money.
Yeah.
Lately, I just realized that keeping money in the bank is a total waste of it's a waste of time. As you can invest in as low as mutual funds. It's better off than keeping your money in the bank. Yeah.
Tell them, sir.
She's a master of her craft lives by her own playbook and is in the top 10% of her industry. She doesn't worry. She doesn't worry about whether there's money in the new fake fad industry. She has found her calling in life, which is key. Once you know what you're doing, you're not.
So she's not competing. I think that's the word.
Exactly. Not exactly. Apart from that, you're not looking left or right. You just know where you're going to.
Because cost on it.
Can we localize? When you talk about. Women that talk about my children, pastor's wife, who comes to me? Felix Adekimo, guys.
That's just as it seriously.
Yeah. When you talk about president's wives, that they don't care about their English.
You know what, you start that. Tell me that way.
But they would deliver.
The smart money woman, she's found her calling in life. I mean, something that matches her passion with her skill set. Yeah. And regardless of where she is in that process, she's excited and confident that she will make money because she has positioned herself for success and she knows this is where she can maximize her earning potential. Ultimately, improving her net worth is more important than upgrading her wardrobe. This mindset
that
helps.
On Instagram
quote. Oh, okay. This mindset helps her reason when she's spending. Buying a designer bag becomes a reward for reaching a long-term financial goal, as opposed to buying one just because there's money in her account. So we're not saying designer bags are bad.
Exactly.
But
there's a time for it.
They should be in reserve.
Exactly.
I mean, you've achieved a milestone and you're like, I need a reward. And then you're getting the bag or you're getting the shoes.
I get a promotion this year, I'm so going to Mauritius.
Exactly. All right, so she derives the same amount of joy from investing in assets as she does spending on her lifestyle expenses. She would rather live like a princess forever than live like a queen for a few years. Word again.
Yes, ma'am.
She is the sort of woman that we are all capable of becoming. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Okay, but you gotta work. Work hard and work smart.
Yeah.
I have described who she is to me, but I want every woman who reads this book to create and become her own version of the smart woman.
Thank you, Arisa, for writing that.
Yes.
I think that's awesome.
Beautiful. So that'll be the end. Just check us out for the next episode where we'll be taking chapter 1 and trashing it out for you guys. Bye.
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 Follow us on Facebook at InvestNaira, Twitter at InvestNaira, Instagram at InvestNaira, and Google Plus at InvestNaira. We have amazing resources on our website at www.investnaira.com.